Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Turkish forces are waging an offensive against Kurdish militia fighters in northeastern Syria, just days after U.S. troops pulled back from the area. As NPR's Greg Myrie reports, the extent of the Turkish incursion is unclear.
The Turkish military began its offensive with airstrikes and artillery rounds directed at the Kurdish fighters who control northeastern Syria. Several hours later, Turkey's defense ministry announced that ground troops had crossed the border, where they plan to establish a buffer zone. The Kurds have promised to fight back, while the U.S. military, which has partnered with the Kurds, is stepping to the side. In a statement, President Trump called the Turkish move an invasion. He added, quote, "The United States does not endorse this attack and has made it clear to Turkey that this operation is a bad idea." The U.S. has repositioned some of its 1,000 troops in the region to keep them out of harm's way. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.
The European Union is telling the Turkish government that to halt its military operation in Syria. As Terry Schultz reports, the EU says it will not support Turkey's plan to create a so-called safe zone for Syrian refugees.
Turkey gets more than $6 billion worth of aid from the EU to help care for millions of Syrians who fled the civil war in their country. Ankara has asked for more money, but European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker says there will be no EU cash provided for sending refugees back. He's demanding Ankara halt military operations immediately and seek a political solution.
Terry Schultz reporting from Brussels. President Trump is firing back at former Vice President Joe Biden's call for impeachment. Trump is accusing the Democratic presidential candidate of lashing out because of his standing in the polls. The president also says Republicans might cooperate with the House impeachment inquiry if they can get what he calls a fair shake, but predicts the matter could end up before the Supreme Court. Hundreds of thousands of California utility customers are without power as Pacific Gas and Electric shuts down parts of its grid because of a major fire risk. KQED's Lily Jamali reports that PG&E is delaying the second phase of its planned power down.
The first phase of PG&E's power shutoffs affected California wine country and regions further inland, where the utility's equipment sparked the worst wildfire in state history last year. The shutoffs come as dry, windy conditions fuel fire concerns. A changing forecast has prompted PG&E to hold off on powering down in more places, including Oakland and San Jose. Still, residents there could lose power tonight. James Williams is county counsel for Santa Clara County.
We need to be fully ready to deal with that. That's why we have our Emergency Operations Center staff 24/7.
Public officials are telling residents to brace for the possibility that their power could stay off for as many as 5 to 7 days. For NPR News, I'm Lily Jamali in San Francisco.
You're listening to NPR News. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg is scheduled to appear before Congress this month on the social media company's impact on financial services and housing sectors. The hearing will focus on Facebook's plan to create a digital currency and its role in housing. Facebook has agreed to overhaul its ad targeting systems to prevent discrimination in housing, credit, and employment ads under a legal agreement that was reached in March. Germany's interior minister says today's shooting outside a synagogue in eastern Germany was an anti-Semitic attack. NPR's Rob Schmitz reports that the gunman killed two people before he was arrested.
In a chilling echo of the mosque shooting in the New Zealand city of Christchurch, the gunman recorded his attacks on a head-mounted camera, uploading it online with an anti-Semitic and racist rant. German media have identified the killer as a 27-year-old German citizen. One woman was shot dead outside the synagogue in the city of Halle, and one man was later killed in a nearby kebab shop. Security at synagogues around Germany has been boosted in the wake of the attack. Up to 80 people had gathered in the synagogue to observe Yom Kippur, the Jewish Day of Atonement, when they first heard the killer's shots outside the building. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Berlin.
BMW says it's recalling more than 257,000 vehicles in the United States because drivers might not be able to see the backup camera display. Dealers will update software to fix the problem. Wall Street stocks closed higher, led by technology and banking shares. The Dow Jones Industrials rose 181 points. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, in Washington.